At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Today's game balls. Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS in Paramount Plus. Donnie, did you give a game ball to a Pittsburgh Steeler?
We got one.
I feel like I know who it's... I think I know who it's got to be. I only really can come up with two people who might deserve one.
It's not Mason Rudolph, by the way.
Well, Kabali's going to call in and want to fight
I think there's a guy on the offensive side and a guy on the defensive side who could get one.
All right, the way this works, Donnie picks three game ball recipients, just like you get 3 stars at a hockey game. Donnie's ball is a very prestigious honor. We've been tracking them all year. And let's see who gets game ball number three for the Steelers' 31-28 loss to Chicago.
Kenneth Gainwell gets number three.
I went with three Bears, but he would have been in my honorable mention category.
He led the team in receptions, which I don't know if that's really a feather in the cap as much as it is desperation offensively. the guy had over nine yards a carry. I know he had 55 on that one run on the nice little wrinkle on the tush push.
I like that play a
but
lot.
But he also had 2 touchdowns taken away. That play where they said his hand was out of bounds at like the inch line.
It was.
Yeah.
It was out. But
and then he had another one that got taken away via penalty.
I don't understand how replay assist corrects something
like
as
that.
Microscopic and minuscule and minute as that. But then replay assist doesn't step in to review the Hayward tush push. Play.
I agree. I think of that all the time.
That's a total inconsistency.
What is reviewed and not? Well, I guess scoring plays are always reviewed and turnovers are always reviewed.
But that Gainwell thing wasn't obvious. That should be something that if the Bears want to challenge, they can, but
I know,
someone
but
from above doesn't
fix it. I'm
saying
it automatically kicks in because it's ruled a scoring play on the field. That's why it's always, every single touchdown called
as
touchdown.
I'm not talking about the touchdown.
Okay.
I'm talking about the play before the tush push when they stepped in and said he was short. They initially ruled it a first down, and then it turned into fourth and inches because of replay assist. Yes, the goal line plays are always reviewable. It's when replay assist was like, wait a minute, he actually was half a foot shorter
inches
on this
short.
Run.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't remember.
Also getting his helmet like ripped off
yes.
in the same play.
Yeah, why didn't replay assist rule a penalty there?
Because they can't do that.
At this point, by the way, why don't the Steelers, in lieu of doing tush push plays, just do something called like the D wash dunk? Have him take the ball and do it like Josh Allen and Cam Newton do. So Cam Newton was the specialist at this. Be 6'7", jump over, stick the ball forward, and say, all right, that was my mark of forward progress. I'm going to fall down now.
There should be a wrinkle on that with him at some point where he gets involved and touches the ball.
By the way, we gave praise to, admittedly, a very cool call to Gainwell that got that huge gainer. Maybe if Mike Tomlin, years from now, Donnie, wants to ride off into the sunset with a lower pressure job, humor me. Have him go to a place where all the players are self-motivated, very disciplined, and where passing the ball is viewed as almost a sin. Have him coach a service academy. Can you imagine Mike
Tomlin?
How about Mike Tomlin at West Point coaching Army? Guys, we're never going to pass the ball. You got it, coach!
Here's Gainwell after the game.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but at the same time, you know, we got to take it one game at a time and, you know, just come back the next week and work hard as we did the previous week. So it's frustrating, but at the same time, we just got to come back to work and continue to try to get a win on the board.
He's not that bothered, and I honestly wouldn't be if I were him either. He was a backup. He was an understudy. He didn't really play that much in Philly. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but he probably didn't feel like he contributed a ton to it. Now he's getting a chance to be in more of a starring role. With that comes the opportunity to make more money. This point in his career, I'd probably look at games like this and say, yeah, it sucks we lost, but look at the total yards I had and the big plays, and I'm finally proving to people that I'm an NFL
running back.
Their
most consistent offensive player.
It's the third time he's made the game ball list, and which might be the most.
He's back-to-back weeks. Dude, he's 2 weeks in a row he's been number three.
Game ball number two, Don.
I did go Caleb Williams here. Not that I thought he...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Played a perfect game, but it did feel like when they had to have it, he had them have it. Now some of the touchdown passes were very easy. That one, the second one he threw to DJ Moore, I think anybody in this building could have been the receiver on that play, and anybody with two hands on their body could have pulled
it
in.
With 80,000 screaming fans there, Adam Crowley runs that route, and Caleb Williams, who throws a very, very
hard ball. He throws fastballs.
You think he's actually catching that with full pads? Helmet, which is going to obstruct his view.
Donnie, I think
there is no way he's catching. That ball might knock him over.
I was just going to say, there's a better chance he gets hit in the sternum and gets like the wind knocked out of him.
There's a chance
he gets
ball
sent
goes,
like 6 yards into the end zone.
It's like one of those deals in a Quentin Tarantino movie when people get shot, they just get pulled off camera by like a shepherd's hook kind of deal. Does Austin Bechtold catch that ball?
No, of course not. I don't know. I don't think I catch that ball. With all that pressure,
we know that Doran catches that ball because he played in the NFL. Does Starkey catch that ball?
I think he does.
Yes. Starkey's a sneaky good athlete.
I don't think Pomp has a prayer.
Does Mulsey catch that ball?
You just picture Pomp in an NFL game and he has a cardigan. Golf polo
he's
on.
He's wearing a cardigan with his number on it.
He's got like a cashmere sweater like tied around his jersey.
he's playing in loafers.
The point is not exactly a tight window that Caleb Williams had to fit that football into.
He made one horrible play and it cost them 6 points or 7 points, and it was a legitimately awful play by him. That aside, and he got away with at least one or two passes, so I didn't think he played great. But last year he was such a scattergun and such a mess, and he is an obviously more controlled, confident player in this.
Here's a prediction: if you switch the quarterbacks, if Rudolph's playing in the Bears' offense and Caleb Williams is playing within the confines of the Steelers' offense, I still think the Bears win.
Well, yeah, Mike wouldn't let him do anything.
He would have.
The shackles are on, baby.
Mike would have seen that sack that Watt forced in the resultant touchdown and been like, Bajent, get loose.
Here is Tomlin on how much he likes Caleb Williams postgame.
The same thing that makes him tough to stop every week. He's done a nice job of extending plays without a whole lot of negativity. He's highly accurate, man. He spreads the ball around to a lot of people. He's a good player.
I don't think either one of those two things were true in that game. He barely made any of those improvisational Patrick Mahomes light plays that he's made all year, and he was not highly accurate.
He's got a howitzer, though, and if they ever rein him in more, it's going to be very impressive.
Will Caleb Williams be the Steelers quarterback by 2030, following in the footsteps of the other two franchise wannabes?
I wouldn't doubt it, to be honest with you, because I'm not sure Ben Johnson loves Caleb Williams.
I don't think he does. There are people who think I've heard this take said that they think he might move on from him as soon as, like, this offseason.
Donnie, game ball number one here.
This is interesting.
Because I've got two candidates still left on the board, and I want to see who you went with.
Montez Sweat.
Oh, wow.
Did you not have him on there?
That was not my pick.
Two sacks, three TFLs.
Yeah, that's a good game.
Forced a fumble and recovered.
Yeah, I actually think that's what turned the game. I think that's the right pick.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who did you have,
Pony? Did you have DJ Moore?
No, I went with Wright.
Yeah, I thought you were going to maybe go with him.
He made an incredible play to start the game. He played every single snap. And DK Metcalf did nothing in this game.
But you know why you can't go with him? Was he the reason DK Metcalf did nothing, or did the Steelers do a better job of shackling DK Metcalf?
He also made that insane interception.
How about
DJ Moore with two touchdowns not making the cut?
That's why I wonder. I thought about him as the third guy, but I thought Gainwell actually played the better game in a losing effort and had two very close touchdowns, one taken off.
How about Jackson on their team, who had 15 tackles?
Who?
Jackson.
What's his first name?
I don't even remember.
Is it DeMarco Jackson?
Yeah. Baldy was highlighting him, man. Baldy loved his game. He said he was wrecking people out there. I didn't realize he had 15 tackles.
Those were Donnie's game balls for a Steelers loss in Chicago. They're 13th all-time there.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.